While Peter and Sarah get ready for the final round, it's time for us to play a game. This is called Meet the Expert. Our guest expert today is Steve Young, who was a writer for David Letterman and is an expert on industrial musicals. His documentary is Bathtubs Over Broadway. Please welcome Steve Young, everybody.
Thank you, thank you.
Steve, welcome. Thanks for coming on Ask Me Another.
My pleasure, Ophira. Thank
you. So explain to everyone what exactly an industrial musical is.
Think Broadway musical, often extremely elaborate, full, huge money production, but the audience is all company insiders at a sales meeting or company convention like B.F. Goodrich tire dealers. That's the only people in the audience. And the musical is about the glories and triumphs and tribulations of being a B.F. Goodrich tire dealer.
And we're talking full musicals like sets, actors, singing, costuming.
Oh, yeah. In the glory days, full book musicals with a large cast, tremendous scenery and costumes and props, a big orchestra in the pit, just reeking corporate money.
And how did you get interested in them?
It's an excellent question. I knew nothing about Broadway theater or anything of this sort. I really should never have learned about it, but working for David Letterman, we used to do a bit called Dave's Record Collection.
Yeah.
And I would go out and find weird record albums that we could make fun of on the show, and I started coming back with these souvenir records. I think we can do something with this. It's a musical called Diesel Dazzle, for instance.
Diesel Dazzle,
yeah,
sounds
think,
amazing.
We're already home free. This is going to be hilarious. And it was. But then, oh my God, it is. There are geniuses working on this stuff because the money was great and it could be a satisfying intellectual puzzle. Take the least likely topic for a musical and make it glorious and make people leave the theater just thrilled to be selling diesel engines.
Right. Put in the dazzle in it.
Yes.
So let's get your game. Steve, you provided some industrial musical clips for us. We have the track titles, but we don't know what these songs are about. So we're going to hear a clip, and then Julian Cecil and I are going to try to guess what the product is that they are
right.
singing about, and you can let us know how we're doing. Let's hear the first clip. This song is called My Bathroom.
My bathroom, my bathroom is a private kind of place.
How about a cleaning product? How about an air freshener? An air freshener.
That's a good one.
Julian?
I'm going to go with yours, Ophira. My mind's in a whole other place right now. So.
Yeah, okay. All right. Some sort of, he says like a...
It's like air freshener tampon. Really, it's got to be one of those two.
Well, those are heroic tries. But no, this is a song from the 1969 American Standard Bathroom Fixture musical called The Bathrooms Are Coming. If it was made up, it wouldn't be half as much fun. It is real. That is a legendary, sort of a thematic tribute to a woman and her connection to her bathroom, which American Standard was trying to put out there as a setting the scene for getting Americans excited to buy, but also sell completely new kinds of bathtubs. And it was going to be a new era compared to the miserable old bathrooms of antiquity.
The Dark Ages bathrooms, yeah.
Yeah, there are songs on the album about we're sick of these primitive old bathrooms our grandmothers had, things like that.
The next clip is called Sales Training.
Now you can fully explain heat loss and gain, air distribution too.
And you have learned design and you do fine. Unload estimating,
cost calculating,
salesman super do.
Load estimating, cost calculating, salesman super do.
Is this about insulation?
Insulation? That's what you think?
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I was gonna say a calculator.
A calculator, heat loss and gain, insulation.
No,
yeah, that's pretty smart. Load
air
estimating?
Distribution. Don't forget air distribution.
Air distribution.
Oh, is it like air conditioning ducts?
Is it from the musical Duct Yankees? I don't know.
I'm sure there was one called that, but no, that's not it.
Okay.
Brick a duct?
Brick a duct.
You could have a bright future in this field, by the way, because they love that sort of a pun title. But no, this was York Air Conditioners sales
sort of
training
got it.
Song. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, this next clip is called 1265 and 1260.
An automatic builder of your sales is next. It's a factor accumulation or summation X.
Automatic rounding? Double zero round off two?
I don't know any of those words. My cultural anthropology degree is really failing me right now. Plumbing, something to do with plumbing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say sewage, a sewage pump.
This is the weirdest fugue for tin horns that I've ever heard.
This is the Monroe Calculator Company from 1969. A bunch of calculator features.
A question ahead.
I know, it's all out of whack, but you're trying so hard, so thank you.
The calculator. This next clip is called Be Direct With Me.
Two straight parallel wires bearing current in the same direction attract each other, if you know what I mean.
Well, I don't know what she means.
I don't know what she means.
I don't know what she means at all.
Cecil, you know what they mean.
Whatever Lola wants. Lola gets fixed by the electrician.
Yeah, it's got to be like
electrical
wires outside, you know.
Yeah, you know what? I think we should just, I mean, you're generous giving things to the contestants. Yeah. I will give that to you. That's
okay.
General Electric, the 1966 Utility Executives Conference show, which was written by John Kander and Fred Ebb just a few months before they wrote Cabaret.
Wow.
Steve, thanks for sharing these ridiculous and amazing clips. Steve Young appears in the documentary Bathtubs Over Broadway. You can find screenings near you at bathtubsoverbroadway.com. And his book on industrial musicals is called Everything's Coming Up Profits. Give it up for Steve Young, everybody.
Thank you.